What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go!
We will start the season on September 4th in Philadelphia with one of the great rivalries. It's been a quarter century since the Cowboys, the Eagles have played week one.
Oh.
Dallas, new coach and Brian Schottenheimer, Dak Prescott back against Jalen Hurts, 2,000-yard rusher Saquon Barkley, and the Philadelphia Eagles. What a way to start what begins the 20th year of Sunday Night Football.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
I was listening to that. It hit me again. I knew Brian Schottenheimer was the coach. It hit me again because we were talking about on the break, like, oh, Dallas is kind of an interesting move for Philadelphia to play week one, the Pickens deal and stuff like that. All right, like, this can make sense. I forgot how the offseason started for them. What a tire fire that coaching search was. Schottenheimer could be great. I don't want to make it sound like it's all going to be doom and gloom for them. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here, by the way. Hour number two of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But remember when they were like the Dallas Cowboys were doing like their own hiring search? Like every other team that had a head coaching need were kind of like the same five guys.
Oh, but it was
then
also
Dallas was like, we're going to maybe talk to Deion.
Oh, but then even more hilariously,
we're going to talk to Brian Schottenheimer. I was like, what?
Even more hilariously, Chicago calls them up. Hey, can we interview your head coach, Mike McCarthy? And they're like, no.
No, we're and then, not sure what we're doing.
But then
there yet.
2 weeks later, they said, we are firing Mike McCarthy.
What a weird start to the offseason.
Yeah, that's
so bad.
And then they said they were all in that offseason, then they did nothing.
I think that was the last two offseasons they've said they're all in. Well, this one I can argue. The Pickens trade could be fun.
But the thing was, last year there was a Skip Bayless tweet where a comma was doing God's work.
Mm-hmm. No, I remember this. I remember that tweet. I laughed hard.
Yes.
I laughed very, very hard at it. We're having a little bit of fun today. The schedule releases this week.
I feel like this is like the most Wednesday feeling Monday of all time.
Josh said that when we walked in, and he's right. I had a dream that it was Wednesday. I think for me, though, personally, I know I have a short week, and I'm getting ready to for my little trip. It's nothing crazy, but I'm getting ready for it, so like there's a little bit of that excitement. But I've had that a few of these last few weeks where, like, last week, perfect example. Friday rolled around, and I'm like, this is the third Friday this week, man.
I
just want the weekend to be here.
I remember I had gotten here early, and I'm talking with Josh and with Owen Parker. And Owen said, like, the stream was – the word he said was, the stream is fat today. And we had people apparently really paying in when there's relatively nothing new going on.
It's very much the off season.
But y'all were just hanging out today and continue to do so. And hey, you know what? Maybe that's just how it is on May 12th.
Everyone's got the schedule itch. That's what it is. That's what it is.
It might be it.
So on that, we were talking a little bit there about the Cowboys, Eagles. That's going to be your Thursday night opener. I like the idea of it. Not too many. Traditionally, we don't have too many divisional games. But I like that idea for the NFC East to have a divisional game. Do that. And then as well, there are some storylines there with Dallas and what are they really going to be here? We just mentioned the Brian Schottenheimer and George Pickens kind of additions for them. Like, what is this Dallas team going to look like? And then the Eagles, the Super Bowl champions, they're going to play opening night. We all know that. But they themselves are kind of this always interesting storyline. I think people are still unsure about Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni as a QB coach combo. And so I'm always interested to watch Philadelphia these last few years because they are uber talented, but I also wonder exactly how good they can be. I think their peak was last year, but their floor was also 2 years ago where they lost, what, like six straight to end the year and then got blown up by Tampa in the playoffs. They are two different spectrums on how good a team can be. But, of course, we're also talking about the Bills. There were some rumblings that maybe Josh Allen was going to announce a Sunday night football game for the Bills. That didn't end up happening.
He was supposed to be on the Today Show, and
that didn't happen.
He wasn't.
So we kind of threw it to Twitter and also to the phone lines, 803-0550, the number to call. What is your favorite idea for the Bills for week one? I am somebody, especially for week one, and I mentioned a little bit with our guest in the first hour, Sal Mariana, I am having a little bit of that nostalgia for the 1 o'clock games. I mean, that's what I grew up on. Yes, it was during the drought, but it was Sunday, 1 o'clock. I knew that's when Bills football was going to be, and I kind of liked that last year it was like also against a weird team. It was Arizona.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh.
That was the more fascinating part to me.
Okay.
I think week one being the 1 o'clock, that was for me, I feel like that was perfect because – that's, you know, Bills fans, get out there. It's the first game of the season. It's the home opener.
Mm-hmm.
Go do your thing because you're not going to be able to do this as the routine for the whole year.
It's going to change fast.
But we should start the year with that routine. It was more fascinating that it was Arizona.
Yeah.
And it's mostly... it's the first weekend in the NFL. You're going to watch. You're going to watch. There's no incentive needed here. You're going to watch.
Now, what's interesting, looking at their home schedule this year, not seeing a lot of those kind of games. You're like, throw that in week one. It's not bad. Still a good team. Still interesting. It's obviously the divisional opponents, Miami, New England, and New York. But then, as Sal pointed out in his article too, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Philadelphia, and then two NFC South teams in New Orleans and Tampa. There's not a lot of like, yeah, just throw that on there. It's still, Arizona's still a good team. It's still Kyler Murray. You know, Marvin Harrison Jr.'s there. The eyeballs will be on that game. The Saints, it's Tyler Shuck. It's not Derek Carr anymore. He retired this weekend. Tampa's interesting, but I liked Sal's point in the article. Like, that could be a fun primetime game. For me, it's more the road schedule is where you might get the, ooh, that's an interesting game, but we'll throw it at 1 o'clock. Pittsburgh, Carolina, Atlanta, Houston. Now, on Carolina, I think that's where, to your question too, I think that could be more like the Bowie game where they're kind of throwing Carolina a bone. We're going to put you on a Thursday night football. But to make sure people are watching, we're throwing the Bills on.
What if the home opener is the Saints?
I mean, 1-0. Let's move on, baby.
Yeah.
Tyler Shuck, another rookie quarterback that's going to get his first start against the Bills. I know Sal Capaccio's brought that stat up a lot, but I think Marino's first start was against the Bills. There's a long list.
Right.
Let's go. 1-0, moving on.
Yeah. By the way.
Not against it, actually.
The first comment that you had on the question on Twitter today of what is your favorite idea for the Bills to win in week one? Nuke, great job. It's at the Wiley veteran, and yes, he is indeed Wiley on that one because his comment is to win.
Should have had some heart. Should have said to lose. I want them on the back foot the whole year. I never want them comfortable.
I never want them.
That's what it should have been. But no, yes, to win.
No, that one to me, that's just funny. I appreciate the humor in that sort of a response.
What did you say? Tweets in home Jets. That could be. That's one I think of a lot when I think of week one or home openers. A lot of my life, and this could be wrong, I don't have any stats to back this up. This is a complete feeling thought. I always remember Bills Jets very early in the season. Very early.
TJ tweets in, Cincinnati, get them in week one when they typically struggle.
That's right. Not even just week one. Oh, September.
Man. Yeah.
Get them in September.
Get them in the first month and you've got them.
Legitimately.
I don't know what
I think
it
that's
is.
That's right.
Cincinnati. I'm going to say something controversial. Cincinnati's kind of like the Buffalo Sabres to start a season.
Mm-hmm.
You have top-end pieces.
Yeah.
But you cannot start the regular season on time for whatever reason. And it costs you.
Yeah.
Because over two of the last 3 years, it has cost the Cincinnati Bengals.
They've been bad to start years.
Horrible.
And they've lost to surprising teams. It was actually last year was New England. 3 years.
Yeah.
The last 3 years, you have started poorly. Only that the past two seasons, you've also paid the price for it.
Mm-hmm.
Three seasons ago, yeah, they started terribly, but they were fine.
This past year, they started 0-3, losing 16-10 to New England, 26-25 to Kansas City, 38-33 to Washington. They finally then get on the win column with the Panthers to go to 1-3. Then they immediately lose to Baltimore. They start the year 1-4, although the Baltimore game falls in October. Then the year prior, let me pull up 2023's schedule, they start 0-2. 24-3 loss to Cleveland. I think I remember that game. Burrow throws like three or four picks. Mm-hmm. And then they lose to Baltimore 27-24, beat the Rams, but then lose to the Titans 27-3.
Titans.
27-3.
Inexcusable.
To fall to 1-3. I mean, they start seasons off really poorly. They figured out, I think that's also on Zach Taylor, their head coach. I think that's a big part of it. They start off these seasons terribly. The year prior to that, where they ultimately go 12-4, and that's the DeMar Hamlin game, Bills game is ruled a no contest. They start 0-2, an overtime loss to Pittsburgh, and then a loss to Dallas.
Yep. They do not.
My word.
They do not start the regular season on time. So that's a great answer.
Yeah. Get the Bengals early. Doesn't matter what time either. Just get them early. And
get them early. There's a good chance you're going to trip over themselves.
They've started 0-2. Is it the last 3 years?
Yep.
The last 3 years. Incredible. Yeah, get them early. Get them early. TJ's right on that.
Get them early. So the last thing for me with my major thoughts on the schedule is there has to be, to me, there has to be this game that we're not expecting to be a prime timer that is, that ultimately is. Sal mentioned the Texans possibly as being one of those because it's not a favorite on the schedule to be primetime.
No, but that was a game last year. That was a real big one. I think for all of us thinking that's going to be Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Stephon Diggs versus the Bills. They 1 o'clocked it. So I think that's also something to look at.
Considering the game that was played, it was deserved.
But I think that's something to look at too, where they might go – because let's say, for argument's sake, they do use the Bills to prop up Carolina for a Sunday night or Monday night or Thursday night. Does all of a sudden one of Cincinnati, Baltimore, Tampa, Philly, Kansas City's 425. I barely even acknowledge them in any other facet. But do one of those games all of a sudden go, yeah, we're going to put that at 1 o'clock. Yeah. I don't think Baltimore, because Baltimore's the AFC divisional game. That was a really close matchup. I think that's probably good for primetime.
Right.
I look at the Bengals. If you're looking for that surprise, stunning, 1 o'clock home game? That could be. They haven't made the playoffs in 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Burrow versus Allen, but let's not act like Cincinnati's been like this hot commodity for a lot of people. They haven't made the playoffs in 2 years. They've been 9-8. With a seventh seed, by the way. I'd like to point that out. With the expanded playoffs, they haven't made it.
Speaking of the seventh seed, what about Pittsburgh on the road? How do you sell the Pittsburgh Steelers to anyone right now?
Oh, you know the schedule makers have been very frustrated by the unknown of Aaron Rodgers. Because I think that's a really good point you bring up. If Rodgers was there, though, you could really argue.
You could sell the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh you can sell. Perfect. You could figure it out.
How
but
do
now
you sell,
Pickens is gone.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be Mason Rudolph to DK Metcalf?
Yeah. I don't know what this is. Yeah, it's just like it's a bunch of – how do I say this nicely? It's a bunch of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Plus DK Metcalf.
Plus DK Metcalf. I mean, they are in a really...
defensively, they're fine, but
they're always fine.
You might need to bring this boring team and give them an excuse to have a primetime game.
Mm-hmm. They're in a really unknown spot in terms of what do you do with them.
What do you do with them?
Steelers brand. They've got a ton of road fans.
Yes.
That game will be on television. Across the country.
Right.
But they are going to arguably be near unwatchable.
Their roster is a tough sell on offense. It is not something It's dangerous for the public to have to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers for 17 games. It's been like
Chicago for a few years here, where Chicago kept getting put on primetime
Chicago,
games.
Really. Oh. Chicago also had the deception of promise.
Yeah, but by like week 10.
What is promising about the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that genuinely.
The prayer balls to DK Metcalf will probably look pretty cool.
Russell Wilson's not there throwing them anymore.
No. That's why it's more towards the prayer ball. I think Russell Wilson's just one of the best deep ball throwers of all time. Mason Rudolph, it might just be DK's down there somewhere. And he probably will be.
Mason Rudolph doesn't have the arm strength to do DK's down there somewhere.
No, that's right. That's right. Man, they really were desperate for Rodgers. Or, I think realistically, they're somewhat punting on this year. Getting ready. They're going to host the 2026 draft. I think they've already got three third-round picks, plus what they've now gotten in the Pickens trade. They're gearing up for – there's going to be – at least based off of what many people are thinking is going to be the 26th draft, like four or five quarterbacks to go get. I think that's really what they're going to be pushing.
Yeah.
Do want to say, though, one quick thing here before we forget. Coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Ad is going to be officially on Wednesday at 8. Me and Derek are going to be live from 7 to 9 on the nightcap to get you all that schedule news. A lot of it will be 98% official before 8 o'clock?
It'll be an official-ish.
Official-ish.
By the time we get to 8 o'clock, it'll be official-ish.
It'll be official-ish.
There might be like two or three games that like we're trying to plug in the hole.
Yeah. We will have also games announced throughout the week. We already, of course, do know the opener, which is Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Again, I like that game. Not bad. Although, it has a little bit less juice than the last few years. I loved Detroit, Kansas City. From a few years ago. That was one of my favorite ones in a long time. And then last year was Kansas City, Baltimore.
And that had
that
juice.
Game was awesome. And that game also had that feeling too of, are we sure that's not a little too early for this matchup? That's a big argument for, you know, for some of these primetime games for the Bills is, well, you can't do Bills Ravens week 2 on Sunday Night Football. It's too early. You want to stretch that out.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting over here going, yes, you can.
But then Chiefs Ravens week 1. And I think a part of me, too, would almost have it be early because how quickly did we, you know, covering the Bills and talking about the playoffs and stuff, forget about that, what was it, week 4, week 5 matchup with Baltimore last year?
Yeah.
Because you're like, it's a different team. Yes, the Bills obviously added Amari Cooper. They were playing different. They were playing hurt against Baltimore the first time. Going into that second matchup, it was entirely different. And there's that little bit of fun to it as well of, man, that game was 2.5 months ago. Where if they played Baltimore this year, say like week 14, and then they play them again in the division round, it's like, we just saw you. It's the same group.
Like Baltimore did with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They played them late. They beat them. And then they play Pittsburgh again.
And they beat them again.
And they beat them again.
And they beat them again.
So, yeah, I agree with you on that. It's not really that much of a crime to have these good matchups where then you might meet them in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia is a different story. Do you want that one to be later? Do you want that one to be more middle of your schedule?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But you've gotten me to a point where I am now surrendering. I'm expecting to be here on Christmas.
Who do you think they play on Christmas? I think it's a home game. Who do you think it is? I think it's Baltimore and Kansas City are out. They played Christmas the last 2 years. I think they're done.
I think it's a road game.
You think it's a road game?
And it's Houston.
Did Houston play on Christmas last year?
Yeah, that was Tank Dell getting hurt again. They got gobsmacked by Kansas City.
Was that it? Or I thought it was Baltimore.
Baltimore also did. There were multiple games on Christmas.
I'm looking this up.
There were two games on Christmas. Kansas City and Baltimore were both involved.
Yeah, the Chiefs played the Steelers on Christmas. Yep. The Ravens played the Texans on Christmas.
Okay.
Ravens beat them 31-2.
Oh, and then it was one of the, I think it was the following Thursday.
I believe that's right.
Where Tank Dell then gets hurt.
Yes.
For the second time.
Yeah, neither of these games were close, and the Ravens, 31-2. I am now remembering that game.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Houston plays again then on Christmas.
I mean, you try to sell them as a threat.
Right.
It's an idea. Or you could use one of the divisional rivals.
I believe that would be two straight home games, too, for Houston on Christmas
because
they hosted Baltimore. It's not a bad idea. Again, I think they're going to play on the holiday, so I think it doesn't really matter where I think Buffalo's playing it. I look at it, though, and I do wonder
if... It does make sense if it's a home game because, you know, Hallmark Christmas movie, yada, yada.
I wonder if it's a divisional game.
I do, too. I was just about to go into that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be New England.
You think New England?
I think New England.
I think Miami.
I think New England because of two reasons. One, they're the most promising of the three now.
100%.
And two... It still has the worst blood for a lot of Bills fans in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, Miami fans typically then get loud, blah, blah, blah. But what happens every year? Miami fades at the stretch. Why would you put Miami in primetime in December?
I think for that exact reason. Let's see what they got.
But also,
this might be their last hurrah with this core.
But we've seen that happen with this group. Why bother? Because people will go ahead and write that off. And instead, Jimmy is unwrapping presents. Let's rather watch that than Tua getting beat down 41-17.
I'd enjoy it.
You would enjoy it because we'd be working.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't get to watch little Jimmy unwrapping presents over there near the Christmas tree. We don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who does? People listening. They can turn that off. People that aren't Bills fans, they can turn it off.
Why
not make it something where, hey, you know what you could sell? Mm-hmm. Second-year quarterback, Drake May. How's he doing in year two?
No, I think New England's definitely the most marketable.
You can't really sell, you can't really sell the Jets.
No, the Jets can't sell the Jets right now. But New England's definitely the most marketable. I just do wonder, Bills and Dolphins do still have that juice of the rivalry.
I think there is
something to Miami having to go play in the snow. Let's all go watch.
Yeah, but also.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
New England has given Buffalo more fits than Miami in recent years.
They have. Notwithstanding the Joe Milton game. Not counting that one.
Not even counting that one. They lost to McCorkle Jones.
They did do that.
They don't lose to Miami.
They really don't. They lose the heat wave game, and that's really it. They just beat the brakes off of Miami.
So Miami has tied Buffalo then in weird weather games that they've lost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
New England has won the infamous wind game. Miami wins a heat game.
Come on, Jets. What are you guys doing? Figure it out.
Mess with the weather catastrophically.
Just get a rainstorm, something like that.
Well, no. The Jets won a random one where Josh Allen sprains his AC joint.
Oh, no. They even got the Zach Wilson game, though, too.
Oh, God, yeah.
The Jets
are actually their bigger problem in recent years.
Jets, Bills, whoa. Christmas Day. Let's go. It's the biggest problem. Let's go. Justin Fields wearing number 7, by the way. Big fan of that.
What present did you get over there, Jimmy?
If it's Bills Jets, are you kidding me?
Bills Jets, let's go.
Oh, my God.
There are only a few games, I think, that realistically the Bills can do on Christmas. I think Miami, New England, Cincinnati, I think maybe. Tampa, yes.
It has to be a good opponent because otherwise it's going to be...
Wait, is that a Nerf Gatling?
What did I get him? Is my game done downloading yet? That's what it is. Is my new video game done downloading yet? I also do believe it will be a divisional game. That's where Tampa for me is a little low on this, is because for the most part, I believe this will be a conference game.
Why did you get your nephew a ball pit?
Total evil idea I'm pulling off.
Yeah, I think Tampa for me would probably be the lowest. Or really any of the AFC South or the NFC South teams, I could say could be interesting ideas, but they're at the lower end. I think it'll be a conference game.
Yeah, if it's like Cleveland for some reason, nobody cares.
I mean, Kansas City, Pittsburgh last year.
And?
I'm just saying they did it. So
Pittsburgh was a playoff team.
Yeah, well, that's somehow. Right. That's right. They were. Oh, man. I mean, just there's there's options. I don't totally know. Again, coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Of course, taking your calls, 803-0550, your favorite idea for the Bills week one. Also talking the Christmas schedule, potentially. I do think they'll play on there. We don't know definitively if they will, but I do think that is a really good shot at that. And also, a reminder, join us at Par for a Purpose on May 19th and play in a foursome at the Double Black Diamond Golf Course. A majority of the proceeds will benefit the 11-day Power Play. Registers included lunch, dinner, 2-drink tickets, green fees, cart, and prizes. Visit WGR550/events.com to register now, courtesy of Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. You're listening to WGR.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you on a just incredible May day.
It's supposed to be 80 today. It's beautiful.
That's the one thing I don't like about spring is that it doesn't commit to anything.
No, very
well. We had a great weekend.
Beautiful weekend. I got outside. I will tell you too, Derek, there's something, and I know a lot of people believe this with spring cleaning and stuff like that. When you get to crack open the windows, not even just in your car, in your house, your apartment, whatever, when you get to crack open the windows and just let the fresh air come in, beautiful. My house too, the same thing. When you crack open the door, the dog's allowed to sunbathe right at the front door and just kind of hang out, brings in the fresh lights. Man, it is something. I love it dearly.
Am I seeing this right?
Did we have breaking news? Did something happen?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not seeing this right. Never mind.
Now I'm upset.
I don't know why my days are mixed up like this. I saw it's going to rain next weekend, probably. And I'm like, wait, is that Memorial Day weekend? No, it's not.
No. It is going to rain most of this week, though.
Yeah.
Like, this is the best day of the week.
This is the best day of the week, oddly enough.
And then it will rain a lot.
Yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about. That it doesn't commit to anything.
Nope. Well, it's committing to rain for like 5 days. It's committing to rain, which is not awesome. It's fine. It is what it is.
I've managed to like face palm into the mic, and like you realize that it's kind of a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. I had a lot of fun talking schedule ideas, with the official schedule release being Wednesday at 8 p.m. Myself, Derek Kramer, we're going to be on the nightcap from 7 to 9, an extended nightcap.
The other going supposed good weather day.
The other supposed good weather day. We've also
I'm going to be inside.
Yeah, you are.
We've also broached the topic on Twitter. What's your favorite idea for the Bills for week one? We've talked a lot about the idea of Bills playing on Christmas. The idea of Bills playing on Christmas. The inevitability. The inevitability that the Bills will be playing on Christmas.
It is still only potential. We're
the inevitability.
We are not hearing anything.
I'm preparing myself so that when it doesn't happen, I'm ecstatic.
I get that. I do understand that. But also,
it's going to happen.
At this point, I don't think I should prepare for anything because I was prepared for the Bills to not get Kenneth Grant. And I was irrationally upset
on
the
upset night
of the draft.
And
I was more upset than you were. The Kenneth Grant guy.
I'm so used to the draft of like my guys go to teams that are not mine that I'm just all right, on to the next.
So now for
on
me,
to the next.
Well, so it's fine for you to do it because you're numb to it. I'm not.
Yeah, you were not
so
numb to
why
it.
So why do I bother trying to brace for impact?
It's fair. Our guest in the first hour, Sal Mariana of the Democratic Chronicle, has a piece up at thedemocratandchronicle.com detailing kind of his ideas on the primetime window, who the Bills could be playing. There's a lot of options at home. He also brought it to us, though, when he joined us. I have not really thought much about Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh,
he
yeah.
brought that up. And then Black Friday's
wait,
kind
Thanksgiving
of...
Thanksgiving Eve?
Thanksgiving night, I should have said.
I was going to say
night, the night game.
Okay, okay, okay.
But so like that night game... They've never done that at home. They've actually never played in this run of the Thanksgiving games. They never played at home. All of them were on the road. Dallas on the road, Detroit on the road, and then
New
the
Orleans
Saints
on
the road.
Yep.
So they never played at home. That could be interesting. And the one that's been in my periphery but I haven't given too much thought of is the Black Friday game.
I'd rather work Christmas than Thanksgiving again.
Would you?
Yes. Because at least it's different.
It's different, yeah.
But also, Thanksgiving's the day that I like the most. When it comes to my holidays,
great food.
It's about the food, the family, and it not being materialistic like Christmas is.
Mm-hmm. Materialistic holiday, Black Friday. I'd be interested in this game.
As someone who used to work Black Friday, I hope for those people out there that work retail, I hope the Bills get Black Friday.
I'd be into this
because
game.
Then they are the region would be spared.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that would well. Somewhat spared. There
yeah.
will be plenty of people that
but also,
still
also last year's
still
game
can pull off both.
Last year's game is at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So it's not perfect.
It's not perfect, but it's also like there might be some of those people that are going that are like, actually, no. But then again, Black Friday is not what it used to be.
No, online shopping has kind of changed.
Online shopping has changed that more than the NFL would. And now that I say that, Roger's going to be like, wanna bet?
Wanna bet. Black Friday last year was the Raiders at the Chiefs.
Speaking of the Chiefs constantly being everywhere.
I would be kind of into the Black Friday game. I think there's more juice to that of it doesn't have to be this supreme opponent. I think it would be much more of just, we need to get a team on TV that everyone will watch. Here you go.
Yes.
Here's the Bills. Here's the Chiefs. Where Christmas, you're going to watch the NBA games, you're going to watch the NFL games. And the ratings show, you're watching the NFL games.
And the thing is that they do need to keep having strong teams
mm-hmm.
playing on
mm-hmm.
Christmas because of that. So that's where I'm suspecting more of, yeah, you're probably right, Zach, because they do need to compete with the NBA. How do you do that? With an enigma quarterback that has won MVP. And around the country, for better or for worse,
mm-hmm.
you know who Josh Allen is. You either love him or you do not like him at all.
And I brought that up. I brought that up a few times, me and you, with Sal Capaccio and
yep.
everything. I think him having the stamp of NFL MVP, not what Bills fans have been saying, where he should have won MVP or he's a top five quarterback. He
it's
has the
different.
Official stamp of the league, MVP quarterback, and he's the reigning MVP. I think that changes how they operate with him. If Lamar had won the MVP last year, I think you could have an honest conversation about the Bills not playing on a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he is the MVP, I don't think you really can. You look at the two teams that they made sure to put on Christmas the last 2 years. It's Lamar winning MVPs, and it's the Chiefs winning Super Bowls.
Kind of like with how the NBA, like, it is typically the biggest stars are playing.
It is the stars. Doesn't even have to necessarily be the teams.
It's the stars.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be Boston or LA. Like, if they're bad, they're bad. Whatever, get them out. You know, Timberwolves are on there because of Anthony Edwards. You know, Milwaukee's on there because of Giannis. Denver's on there because of Jokic.
Golden State's there with Steph.
Yep. Like you knew who was going to be on Christmas.
The Lakers
the
again
NBA.
With LeBron, where he's like, you know, like
doesn't
it's
matter
still
what team
the NBA's
on.
Day.
Yeah, does not matter what team he's on.
How
LeBron
do you,
James.
How do
Christmas.
You fight LeBron James? The answer is whoever your reigning MVP is.
And so I think that's the thing for the NFL is that get the MVP on, and we'll figure out what team he plays. I think it'll be a conference game because it's so late in the year.
Yes.
And if there's maybe potential playoff
implications. That's why I say Houston.
I think it's a big part of that. The Houston one, my only issue is they would then have two straight home Christmas games.
Who cares about pattern? The Bills have had three straight road Thanksgiving games.
Well, and so that was my other point, too.
Who cares about pattern?
The Bills haven't had a home holiday game in this whole run. And, well, maybe the league doesn't care. But could this maybe be the last home game of a regular season Highmark? Sal's mentioned in his conversation with Mike North, the NFL hasn't cared too much on the last game of the current Highmark Stadium. They care far more about the opening game of the new Highmark Stadium. But maybe meeting halfway, I could see Dolphins at Bills Christmas Day. Final Highmark Stadium game. It's on a holiday. I could see it. I
can't
see
it being Miami. I think that if the NFL projects that Miami might be trash, they're not going to do it.
What about Cincinnati? We joked about getting them early.
That's us being greedy. And that's perfectly fair. Like, that's being self-serving. But yes. Though I would suspect, if Baltimore is okay with it again.
do it again.
Do more Christmas.
I cannot imagine them or Kansas City's playing. That's my big thing, is like, those two are not playing. That's
but
why
you're looking
I'm
at a
like,
pattern.
I'm looking at a pattern, but I look at, there's no way you're giving Baltimore and Kansas City 3 years in a row for Christmas. That's not.
They'd be used to it.
I mean, I know Kansas City, I guess, is kind of pushed for it to be like the Kansas City team, but the NFL's pushed back on that as well. Mm-hmm. So I don't see that happening. And that's my thing, is Buffalo's like the one of the big three that hasn't played on a holiday here in a few years.
What about Philly?
Haven't played at home.
Ooh. A spicy game between a potential Super Bowl matchup on Christmas?
It's too late in the year, I think. I think with that I think you want that done right at the double-digit flip. By where bye weeks are, week 10, 11-ish.
I think about the idea of this is a Super Bowl matchup preview.
That could work. I look at that as Monday night or Sunday night football. That to me screams.
Why not?
Our game of the year, so that we could push Super Bowl preview, because there's a good chance both are going to be really good.
You're probably also looking at, hey, these are guys that are also, there are players that are MVP candidates on these teams with Saquon Barkley and Josh Allen, and they're the best teams in their conference year in and year out. How do you not sell the idea of people getting subscriptions for Netflix?
That also could be something, too. We just talked about the scores where Houston puts up a safety.
Right.
In the dying minutes of that game, if I remember correctly, Pittsburgh was unwatchable towards the end of last year. Maybe there is something of, we need a marquee matchup.
We might
matchup.
Need a marquee matchup to make sure people stay here. And we are competing, again, with the NBA on streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other key of this. This is not network television. You need people to sign up for these things.
And that's the thing, too. With the NBA, with being network TV, there's probably going to be a lot of families that are like, I'm hanging out with the family anyways. Like, this is going to be more background noise. We'll throw on the NBA game. We'll throw on Lakers-Timberwolves at 8 o'clock at night.
So how do you get people to watch it? That's where I think an idea of Philadelphia makes a lot of sense. If it's not conference, it has to be Philadelphia.
It has to be Philadelphia. I think you're right if it's not
conference. So, let's narrow it down.
But that's where also Cincinnati's interesting.
That's why I think here are the teams that are my expected at this point if you're looking at a Christmas game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Baltimore, Cincy, Houston, Philly. Three of those are home.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way that they throw Kansas City, Buffalo on
Christmas. I can't see it. I cannot see it.
There's
in,
no way.
In any reality, I can't see it.
There's no way they do that.
That's 425 and a random week in the year.
Not even a random week in the year, probably like week 12.
Yeah, but they've had it like week 5, week 6.
Yeah, I mean, they've had it sometimes.
They've moved it around. They've moved it around.
But lately, the last 3 years, it has been, you're looking like at your beginning of the double digits.
Mm.
So I would suspect, yeah, it's probably Baltimore, then Philly, then Cincy, and then Houston as your strongest cases for a Christmas game.
I have also, by the way, figured out, we got to hit a break here, but I have figured out my least interested game I could be for any of these.
Oh, it's New Orleans.
Yeah, by like a mile.
Yeah.
Even with the idea of like maybe it's week one and I get to see Tyler Shuck's first start or whatever.
Get it out of the way.
Like Atlanta, I'm like, Bijan had quietly 1,400 yards rushing. Drake London's awesome. Michael Penix might be good.
At least Michael Penix is an interesting character when it comes to.
And it's in Atlanta, too, so it's going to be a road game that might be a tough road.
How do you do with year two?
Yeah. Like, that's interesting. New Orleans at home, and it's none of the stars you know, like outside of Kamara.
It's like four. It'll be like 49-3.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the – now, I will say that is also the game I'm looking at is like, is that the weird game you lose where I get really
they're not
frustrated
losing
for
New
a
Orleans.
Week?
They're not
– they've had those over
Zachary,
the years.
Zachary, if they lose to New Orleans, fold it up. We're done this year.
They've had some of those over the years. Now, in reality, it's probably Carolina.
Come on, there's
that'd
no
be
way.
That
yeah.
team.
Yeah.
But we'll not
see.
New Orleans.
We'll see what we've got there. Oh, by the way, this weekend, you can join Brian Koziel as he broadcasts live on Saturday, May 17th, from Batavia Downs from 2 to 5 p.m. for an extended version of Sports Talk Saturday. You'd be able to hear myself and Joe Kelly, 11 to 2. Brian Koziel at Batavia Downs from 2 to 5. Then celebrate the Preakness with Batavia Downs 2025 Tacos and Tequila Fest inside Park Place Event Center from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So you can listen to Brian on your drive down there and then go and check out the Tacos and Tequila Fest at Batavia Downs. Tickets are only $35, including tequila samplings, $20 of free play and gaming, a $5 wager to use on the Preakness, and a complimentary taco bar. Visit BataviaDownsGaming.com to get your tickets while you still can. Zach and I will wrap up this edition of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up next. You know the saying, time is a flat circle?
I do.
Yes. Yeah, so, ready, on Saturday, Joe Kelly was talking about the idea of Navy uniforms with this rivalry uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And this blue helmet that the Bills have for that for that picture, the one with Verizon and everything, it's got the skyline underneath it, and it makes me think this is too well designed to just, like, there's too much thought
into
it.
There's too much thought into it.
That, and unfortunately, Josh said something that's going to send me to therapy. And it was the same thing that Joe said on Saturday, which is going to send me to therapy. If the Bills have a Navy uniform for the rivalries games, I'm just listening on the radio and that's it. I'm not watching it on the
again. This Navy blue jersey has only been put down because it was during the worst period of Bills football.
It's okay. You're wrong and I love you.
They're such bad jerseys.
It's okay to be wrong. They're bad.
They're the most 2000s thing ever.
Ready?
Boxy.
Here's the terrible problem. Ready? Everyone in the 2000s went to Navy and I.
Yeah, that's right.
I did literally 15 minutes on this on Saturday. I don't have time to do this. But so many of those franchises walked it back, including the Buffalo Bills and Buffalo Sabres. If you give me a Navy uniform for this, I am powerbombing someone through this table.
Go Navy, I'm going to lose it.
I am powerbombing someone through a table.
You know what helps your case, though? That it
with
won't be,
malice.
No, you know what helps that won't be Navy? Look at the logo and look at the helmet itself. The blue in the Buffalo Bills logo is the same as the blue in the helmet. So it seems like you're going to stick with the same color blue.
Yes, but it's also a darker shade than
than they the typically jerseys. Wear with the jerseys.
Right. It is, but it's not necessarily darker. Navy.
That's right.
It's not Navy.
Right.
That is the one piece of solace I will get out of this. But
do
yes.
we know when the rival uniforms are getting announced? Or
no.
That hasn't come out yet,
not
right?
at all. That's going to be like a July thing when there's nothing going on.
Random Monday, baby.
So, yeah. But so, again, if you give me Navy uniforms, I'm going to therapy.
That's going to do it for me and Derek. Coming up next after a quick timeout, Sabres Live will have you covered as the NHL playoffs continue to roll along. We got a little bit of break, though, before Toronto plays again Wednesday when they host Florida, but plenty more Stanley Cup playoff action. Boys will have you covered. We also have Bandits on Friday for the NHL final. We'll have you covered there. Coming up next, this is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.